You are listening to All Things Latina Podcast, where I, Tani Steffi, help you find your superpower. If you're seeking growth in business, your career, or need self-development guidance, chica, I got you covered. You're definitely listening to The Ride Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Tani Steffi for updates on upcoming podcast episodes, tips, and inspirational reminders. And always remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you? Episode 29. We all know that starting a business is never as easy as it sounds. Whether it's selecting a business idea, branding, creating a business plan, marketing, attempting to secure funding, many things can be challenging when you start from scratch. Nevertheless, with a concrete idea, solid plan, and strong resources, you can become that successful entrepreneur. In this episode, I will be sharing with you 10 tips from successful female entrepreneurs. So take notes so that you can start applying these tips immediately. Tip number one is tell everyone about your business. And I couldn't have agreed more with this tip because it is true. And I understand that sometimes we can probably feel like, oh, is it going to be too show-offy? Am I going to sound like I'm showing off or I'm bragging about it? But no, this is your business. The more people you tell, the better. And this tip comes from Madeline Ong. She's the co-founder of Legend Age. And she says, let everyone know what you're doing. And I mean everyone, your friends, your family members, even your acquaintances. They should all know which industry you are in and exactly what you're doing. People around us are usually our first customers, and it's an easy way to kickstart your business. This ensures that when it comes to the product or services that you're selling, you will be the first person on everyone's mind. And I agree, she's completely right. The more people you tell, the more people you inform about your business, whether it's in person or whether it's on social media, the better. So start spreading the word. Be proud of your work. Be proud of your business and start talking about it. Here's the second tip. And I love, 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 love this tip. Network with other women business owners. And this one is so true. I love meeting other business women business owners, women that are either starting their business or they're interested in starting their business or have already been in business. It doesn't matter. The point is that you need to network with other women businesses. You don't know. You can always learn so much. You can learn so much from each other, and it creates that support system, that positive support system that you need. And this tip comes from Alex Andra Entra. She's the co-founder and president of Shuffler. So what she says about this tip is that there's a lot of like-minded women building businesses and groups focused on women entrepreneurs. Some are locally based, some are industry based, even nationally based. Participate in those groups and create your network of other women entrepreneurs. And this is so true. It doesn't matter which industry they're in. It doesn't matter where, like everyone, you all, what everyone has in common is the common factor of wanting to start that business or being a small business owner or owning a woman business, right? So that is the common ground. And what better way than to share what you know, share your knowledge, spread your knowledge, share your resources with other women. So the more you network, the better it is. And the more easy it can be for you to run your business, because we've all been through different challenges. I can learn from you. You can learn from me. So definitely network, network, network. If you're listening to this podcast episode and you are a woman business owner, DM me. I would love to know about your business and tell me about it. Let's talk. Let's chat in and share some ideas. Here's a third tip. And it's solve something meaningful. If you have been listening to my previous episodes where I give business tips, you know that I always say, what problem are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve when starting a business? And that is so essential. It's so essential that you know what problem you're solving when you dive into a business. So this tip comes from Lee Von Bitter, CEO and co-founder of Ava Science. And what she says is starting a business isn't always easy, and it's critical you work on something that means a lot to you. For her, she says that women's health and building a product that empowers women to take control over their lives with data insights is what drives her. So it's very important that you know what drives you. What's your motivation? What problem are you trying to solve? Or what are you trying to make easier? What makes your product or your service and your business special? So definitely solve something meaningful. So I love that tip. The next tip is be decisive. And I get it. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to make a decision. We've all been there. But this advice comes from Jennifer Fry. She's the founder and marketing coach from CleverMe. And She's right. She says that be decisive in your decision making. Each day is different in your responsibilities as a business owner. Be diligent in solving problems and challenges along the way. In doing so, you will have more time and resources to grow your business. And I couldn't agree more. Sometimes if you're an aspiring female entrepreneur, sometimes what happens is that self-doubt. So you doubt yourself and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. Well, I don't even know where to start. Well, I don't even know like if I'm capable of. And let me remind you of something. Everyone started from zero. Everyone always starts from somewhere. You don't start something with like all the knowledge. You had to learn that knowledge somewhere. So don't be afraid and be decisive. Take that first initial step. So I definitely love that tip. And I just want to toss this in there. If you haven't listened to my previous, it's like a couple episodes back on how to build your self-confidence, definitely go check it out because I give you tips on how to be more confident and be self-motivating. And that kind of goes hand in hand with being decisive because sometimes what holds us back is our doubt, our self-doubt. So if we're self-confident, we can be more decisive. If you're listening to this episode, you know that I am all about women empowerment and self-care, and we know that no one knows your body better than you. That's why at Planned Parenthood, you drive your health care decisions. Through Planned Parenthood's telehealth appointments, you can get high-quality, affordable care your way by phone or video. When you're ready, book a virtual appointment at plannedparenthood.org/all things. That's plannedparenthood.org/all things. Planned Parenthood telehealth services are ready whenever you are. Appointments are high quality, affordable, and private, just like they are in person. Expert providers can help you with birth control, prescription refills, other sexual or reproductive care services. So skip the waiting room and get the care you need when you need it. Learn more at plannedparenthood.org/all things. Here's the fifth tip, and it's identify and understand your audience. So this is super, super important. And this tip comes from Mickey Krimmel. She's the founder of Super Fit Hero. And I agree with this tip because you have to understand and you have to know who are you talking to? Who is your targeted audience? Who do you want to relate your message to? Who is your product for? Who is your service for? So you want to make sure that you are specific, that you do know who you're targeting. So what Mickey says, she says, be as specific as possible about who your audience is. Identify your ideal customer and which communities is she part of. Choose a single community to serve at first and stick to that community as long as possible. Tailor your product and your messaging and your entire process towards that specific community and only expand when you have to. In this way, you'll ensure a strong product market fit and learn how to let your customers lead you where you need to go. Beautiful, beautifully said. And I completely agree. So you have to make sure, okay, is it males? Is it females? Is it adults? Is it young adults, older adults? What is it, right? So make sure that you identify and understand your audience. So the next tip is the sixth tip is have concrete goals. So this comes from Erica Perry, and she's the founder of the Skork Bag. And you have to know where you're going, right? At least have goals. And I always talk about goals, 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 and how to set your goals. I have other episodes on that you might want to check out on how to set goals. But definitely you have to have concrete goals. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to accomplish? And what Erica says is not having a clear picture of what you want to accomplish as an entrepreneur can result in many challenges as you grow and as you scale your business. Having concrete goals will allow you to more concrete, more defined objectives that will then give you a return and make it easier for you to execute your goals and make them entrepreneur journeys. So it's really important that you're clear. And this comes with all the other tips. What problem are you trying to solve? What audience are you trying to target? What service do you want to provide? So all of that, they all go hand in hand. And it's very, very important that you have concrete goals. So definitely start thinking about that. What do you want to accomplish? Start thinking about that. Here's the seventh tip. Don't let imposter syndrome stop you. And this is a popular one. This has been going around and how imposter syndrome is a thing, right? And this advice, this tip comes from Katie Price. She is the CEO and founder of Dance Body. And what she says is that a lot of women out there deal with this feeling and these symptoms of imposter syndrome. It holds back so many people, the second guess, the fear. And she says, if you know what you're doing is worthy, absolutely no one can stop you, not even yourself. So this goes back to believing in yourself and being decisive, having self-confidence. And if you know that this product or this service is going to make a difference, then that's all that matters. If you know that it's going to be worth it, then that's all that matters. And you just need to go for it. So I definitely love this tip. Now, the eighth tip is don't be afraid of pursuing an unexpected path. And this tip comes from Hanny Goldstein. She is the co-founder and CEO of Snappy Gifts. And I love, love, love this tip because I'm all about fearlessness. You have to be fearless. You have to just go for it. We have one life to live. And if you're going to live your life doubting yourself, then that might not be the best thing to do. So you want to be fearless, be unafraid, even if you don't know what the future holds, or if you're afraid of the unknown, I get it. We all are. Everyone at some point is afraid of the unknown, and that's normal. But that shouldn't hold you back for pursuing your dreams and something that you really, really want. So don't be afraid of pursuing the unexpected path. And what she says is, and I'll read verbatim what she says. She says, my advice is to focus on the areas in which your company creates value and makes your customers happy. Don't be afraid of pursuing an unexpected path. Though Snappy was focused on consumer gifting, the spike in companies approaching us with requests to use Snappy for their employees helped us decide, and it was a perfect timing to test corporate gifting for the holiday seasons, and it exceeded all expectations. So sometimes you don't know where your business might gear more towards. You might just have an idea. This is what I want to do. This is my target audience. But sometimes you get unexpected opportunities, which are also great. In this case, her business geared more towards corporate gifting. And of course, that wasn't something that was initially not in her plan. It wasn't in her plan, but she was able to take that opportunity, and in return, her business grew. So definitely always keep that in mind. This is the ninth tip, and it's find a mentor. And this is so true. You need a mentor to help guide you, to help. They've already been through it. They already know their experience. And the more knowledge you gain from your mentors, the better, the easier the path will be for you. And this tip comes from Kimberly Ebler, and she's the CEO and owner of The Motion Agency. And she says, although there are other educational entrepreneur programs, nothing can really prepare you for the real life hurdles of owning your business. Find a solid mentor or mentors to coach you, introduce you to other people, and bounce off ideas. I actually didn't have a mentor when I started, she says, and I wish I did. I have a few now that always give me great insight that I wouldn't have thought about myself. So it's great. It's great to bounce ideas. There's nothing like getting that second second opinion, second thought. And I think it's definitely great. Find a mentor. If you are looking for a mentor, you can contact me, DM me, let me know what your vision is, or if you need help discovering what do you want to do? What's your superpower? Definitely, I can work with you and put together a plan for you. So send me a DM at Thania Steffi on Instagram and we can talk. Let's chat about it. So definitely follow that tip. Now, the final and 10th tip is incorporate before doing business. Okay, so this is very important. And this advice comes from Deborah Sweeney. She's the CEO of mycorporation.com. And she says, for liability reasons, it's wise to incorporate or form an LLC before the business takes off. Incorporating or forming an LLC can help protect personal assets by separating the business from your personal affairs. If anything were to go wrong with that business, it's wise to make sure your house, your car, your personal assets and properties are protected. So this is definitely great advice. And you have to incorporate before doing business or before your business takes off, right? So definitely keep that in mind. If you also need help, if you're a small business owner and you need tips on legal, on what legal steps are essential for you to take when starting a business or owning a small business, I have an episode where I interviewed Taylor. She's a lawyer, a small business lawyer, and she gives wonderful information. So go check that episode out. But definitely thank you so much for listening. I hope that these tips were helpful and that you're able to start incorporating these tips into your life. If not all 10, then some. If you're already doing some, then fantastic. But definitely thank you so much for listening. And remember that if someone else can accomplish something, why not you?